I'm not just here to just make art. I'm here to glorify God and to be used to save souls. That's what I'm here for. So much just filth, unedifying, unfruitful, uninspiring filth in the entertainment industry today. And me as a creative and as a director, it grieves and it hurts because I can't even put on a TV show without seeing a gay sex scene in one of the episodes. People lie all the time and be like, yeah, I'm doing this for the kids. I'm doing this for the betterment of the world, but it's for themselves. If you're not really in Christ, it's for yourself. Like, I always think about, like, you're depressed and then you're looking up things on how to not be depressed. And then you're applying your own knowledge and own wisdom and own strength to pull yourself out of depression. It just sounds stupid. Like, yeah, what's going on, guys? My name is Joshua. My IG, I'm Joshua. 24 years old. I'm out here in California. Like Pong Krai said, no one really knows what I do. I'm just creative in everything, but my main thing is film. I'm a film director. I creative direct people and my friends, and I just live my life for the glory of God.
Great. I know we're going to talk about God a lot. I think you are somebody actually, you love your faith. You talk about your faith a lot. I'm a believer, so I really can connect with whatever you're actually talking about. I'm all about soul as well. Yeah, I think I'm just going to go to another level now. So now we're going to talk about your faith. I know we spoke a little bit about the faith side. I want to know much about you in terms of, like, there's one thing that crossed my mind when you was talking about, it was psychology, right? So what happened? Because I feel like in your life, there's a lot of transition that you like. What you're going to say is important because there's a lot of young people today. They are struggling with their mental health. They are struggling with their personality. They pretend to be something that they're not. And sometimes it's confusing, and that's why you see a lot of depression as well. So bring me to your journey, actually. Talk more about your psychology. So what did the whole thing come from, the concept?
Yeah. So I'll give you like a brief background. So
yeah.
Dude, this cat is going crazy in the background.
I don't know.
She always want to do something when something's happening. Really? So I was
just
actually
want attention, that's why.
Yeah, bro. All they want is attention.
Yeah.
So I was actually raised in the church. Very faithfully. My parents faithfully took me to church every single Sunday, faithfully kept me in youth groups every Friday night, faithfully took me to Bible camps and vacation Bible schools and all that. So I was raised. I didn't know God because obviously if I walked away, then he was never in my heart. So it was just church for me, you know? And I don't know if I ever really had like a knowledge and a love of God. Maybe I was always his. I don't know, because you never know when the Holy Spirit's in you until you like know. But yeah, I was raised in church. And then when it got to high school, I was raised in church, but there was never a conviction of sin. And so when I got to high school, when I graduated high school, I was doing film and video and just creative stuff my whole life. I've always been a creative, but my main medium for creating things and expressing myself was through film and video, and so in photography at the time. So after high school, I actually moved from the Bay to Los Angeles, and it's in Los Angeles where I really started to grow as an artist, but lose my soul more and more and more, and my character and my convictions and my identity. And so when I graduated high school, I took this name called Psychology, Psicology. And to this day, I still don't know why that name. It just sounded cool. Like, it was available. It was a play off the word psychology. It looked like a preschooler wrote it, but it just looked cool. And so I just took the name. And so when I moved to LA, like, it just naturally, people started to call me Psycho, S-I-C-O, taken from my artist name, Psychology. And everything I did was just based around psychology. And so I was really wanting to just uplift myself and give glory to myself and just be the best that I could be for myself. You know, it wasn't for anyone else but me. People lie all the time and be like, yeah, I'm doing this for the kids. I'm doing this for the betterment of the world. But it's for themselves. If you're not really in Christ, it's for yourself. Like, don't lie to yourself. Don't, like, stop the cap. So
yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I had this name for a long time, for like 5, 6 years, psychology, and I was just moving around in LA and New York, and going to Paris and Tokyo and fashion weeks and private islands and all that stuff, doing like photography and videography for musical artists and doing short films here and there, but mainly working in the music industry. And then I was living in New York, working at a Columbia Records, and I had an opportunity to work with a fairly big artist. I'm not even going to say the name. Work with a fairly big artist. And so I left everything in New York, flew there. The artist capped on me, like literally left me basically stranded and homeless in LA. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to go back home and see my family, reset, come back to LA, you know, get my own show on the road. And it was around this time I started making my own music, 'cause I was so mad. I just went through a horrible breakup in New York, and I came back to LA, and then the whole artist thing fell through the cracks. So I was like mad, I was angry, I was depressed, I was heartbroken. It was just so much going on inside of me. And so I went back home and I started making music, 'cause I felt like there was just no other way for me to really express myself in my anger than through just to actually say it, but through music. So I started making music. COVID hit that same year, and so I got stuck out here where I'm currently living at right now, and I was stuck with my family. I was stuck with my two parents, and I couldn't leave. And so not only was I broke, but I was depressed, I was angry, I was stuck with my family. There was a lockdown. Now no one was working. I was stripped away from all my friends and connections, stuck in a place that I knew no one. I was literally like stripped from everything. And I was still making music, still trying to figure it out. Everyone was trying to figure it out during the beginning of COVID. And then I can't remember a day, I can't remember a time, but one day I had nothing to do with God. I wasn't even thinking about God. And then the next day I'm reading my Bible and repenting of my sin. I can't stamp a day on it. It just happened. And I thank God that he allowed COVID to happen, because I'm a COVID baby. My God saved me during COVID. And then ever since then, it's just been a process of just like him slowly showing me things that I used to be, character traits that I used to have that he's trying to shed off me. It's been a like sanctification. He's definitely taking me away from the image of the world and slowly making me look like Jesus. And recently, the whole psychology is dead thing and the whole identity crisis, that was a recent thing that just happened through my girlfriend. Basically, like, we went through a lot, and this was the other people as well. It was just revealed to me that this identity of psychology was like a character instead of actually being me. And then when I was told by her the way I was treating her, it was very humbling and very sad. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like psychology needs to die. And it's just what I felt. I'm not saying God spoke to me. I'm just saying this is what I felt in my heart, was that God was saying, I really felt God was telling me to kill psychology, because what God does is make a completely new identity. He says in Revelations, "Behold, I make all things new. I wash away all sins." And so I felt like he was telling me to get rid of psychology, because I can't bring dead worldly things into his holy, righteous kingdom. And so he was just like, get rid of that. I made you new. That is not who you are anymore. And so naturally, being the creative that I am, I decided to put my actual identity crisis into an artistic short film, just to give people a glimpse of like, hey, like this is a very big transition for me. And I know that a lot of you guys knew who I was as psychology, but that person's dead. I'm stepping into the new. This is why. Glory to God. And I'm here now. Still, yeah, still going through
I
it.
think in one of your tests, actually, just for here, you say like God saved me from a lot of things, and you went for repentance as well. So what do you think repentance is really important? Like you for yourself, do you think is it?
Repentance is, we can't see God and we can't be saved by God unless there is a repentance. A repentance just means a change of direction. And so when Christ came in this world and preached, repent, for the kingdom of God is near, he's saying that there's a standard that Christ has for his kingdom. And he made us in his image in the beginning with Adam and Eve to represent and look and walk in that standard. Obviously, we lost that standard through disobedience. And so Christ came to bring that standard back to us by his death and resurrection. And through faith in him, we're able to receive that standard, his righteousness. Yeah. And so repentance is basically, you don't just repent once. As a Christian, you live a lifestyle of repentance.
Yeah.
Because now that God gives you a conviction for what he hates, you're not just sinning with no conscience anymore. When you're truly in Christ, when you sin, you have a conscience like, oh dang, God hates that. Oh dang, this doesn't feel good anymore. Oh dang, this doesn't give me the same joy that it did before. Why? It's because you have God now. It's because you have the knowledge of God. You have the knowledge of Christ. And so repentance is constantly like changing your mind from, no, I used to do that, but I don't do that anymore. Instead, I'm going to do what God says in his word. And so that's what repentance is continually like denying yourself and not choosing. You're not willfully living a life of sin anymore. You're struggling and striving to live a righteous life. We can't do it on our own, but he gives us the grace to be able to do it.
I mean, I'm glad that you actually say we cannot do that on our own, because the thing is, most of the time when we are stuck with something, we repent, but we go back again, we go back, and then we go back again. I think the only thing is those stuff, to make sure like we pray all the time, we're always in touch with God, and that's kind of going to help us to kind of like. So what did you struggle the most when you first started? Like, was it kind of hard? Was you kind of feeling like other people reaction as well? Your friend, people knew with your famous name, you know, like you wasn't that guy anymore. Like,
yeah. So for me, since it was COVID, when everything was online, I was stripped away from basically everyone I was in contact with. So a lot of what people saw, dang.
Your cat.
Yeah, so a lot of people saw my transition online. And so it kind of, I say it went 50-50. I lost a lot of friends, but glory to God, because to live for Christ and to die is gain. If you're really going to follow Jesus, you're going to lose things. He made that super clear. So I lost a lot of friends, lost a lot of connections, had a lot of like, just people just like mad at like how I was talking now and what I was talking about. Cause I was just so freshly like filled with the Holy Spirit. I was just like rebuking everything and saying, oh, that's demonic. Like, you know, like when you're first
saved. When I saw your video, I was like, man, this guy is aggressive, man. Oh, demon, you guys are watching. I was like, okay, God damn.
I mean, there's a place for boldness though. And so no, I feel
it's
like.
It's good yeah. Because the thing is, that's why you grow though. You know, like, because when you know the truth, like you just like, you hate everything now. Be like, sometimes you can hate yourself because, oh my God, I used to do this. You just like, you just like on army mode. The problem is some Saint Christian, when you just find God, right? And you feel like you know everything, and that you're actually dealing with the most powerful, you know, and you forget like you still live on earth. You forget like people around you doesn't have the same information as you. And most of the time what happens, people disconnect themselves with everyday people. It's a good thing for you, but it's a bad thing as well, because if you disconnect yourself, how are you going to do to bring them to God? So that's why you got to find that balance. But there's a time for that. You went to that time, you was all crazy, but now I feel like you got everything together, you're relaxed, and now you can actually manage yourself, you can actually bring people to God as well, you can actually talk to them. That's why you're doing the business.
There's wisdom. I don't think I had wisdom. I had boldness. And I was full of new knowledge, and I was genuinely saved, and God was using a lot of what I said to get people to listen. But for the other side of it, there was no wisdom. I don't think there's really any love. He's had to grow the fruit of love in me, and he's still, that's till I die. But love, I'm learning how to like really love like Jesus loved. So yeah, definitely now I'm at a more calmer composure, and I'm more wise and discerning of when the right time to be bold is and when the right time to be quiet as a dove and just to be a dog whistle versus a trumpet is. There's times to be a trumpet and there's times to be a dog whistle. A dog whistle, you only like specific dogs hear it, you know? So if I'm calling in a crowd of 500 people and only 3 people hear it, that's a dog whistle. So knowing how to like the right times for certain things, you know?
Yeah. I was doing it again. Sorry about it. I mean, it makes sense. So before you was more focused on the music and now you are doing your movies and everything. So what is your goal right now? Because I think your goal is different. You still love your art. You're still doing that. So what is your goal right now? What do you want to do?
My goal.
Do you feel like you know your purpose now?
My purpose is to glorify God in everything I do. That's what the Bible says. The will of God is that you glorify him. So, and on the second layer of that, how you glorify him is how you live your life. And in how you live your life is you got to recognize, for me as an artist, it's just been wired into me. I can't just like not stop creating. It's something I've done my entire life. So I know that there's something in here and in this gift that God has called me to do. And so for me specifically, I desire to glorify God through film. What I'm really razor focused on right now is being a light in the entertainment industry, specifically in the film and TV space. I think especially today, like now, we got so many demonic shows, bro. And like not like demonic as in like the devil's like dancing around in it and you just like it's a character of the devil, but demonic agendas, demonic character traits, demonic fruits, just like so much just filth, unedifying, unfruitful, uninspiring filth in the entertainment industry today. And me as a creative and as a director, it grieves and it hurts because I can't even put on a TV show without seeing a gay sex scene in one of the episodes. I can't put on a TV show without seeing, you know, gender fluidity or a sex, whatever it might be. It's just like they're getting so much more bold. And if they're getting bold, the church has got to get bolder. And me as an artist, I was doing music, but I was just like, why am I like, God's got music on lock. Like, the Christian music space, it's on lock. We got the Christian rap. We got the Christian hip hop. We got the Christian pop. We got the Christian folk. We got the Christian indie music. We like Christian music is like in every pocket of music now. We're good. Yeah. But where are the pockets of film and TV that Christians are at besides pure flicks? You know, like we got a lot of, I'm just going to say it, corny Christian content out today, but we don't have real raw, like gritty film and TV and entertainment programs that reflect the light of Christ and reflect faith and have biblical values, but are in real life, gritty, hard, dark situations. And so that's my focus and drive for my life right now is to bring God into a space where God barely is at and to bring something different to the table, specifically faith-based content that unbelievers can watch and be like, dang, that's good, you know, and then evangelize through that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you actually when you talk about it, but I think there's something that you do, like you said the church need to be more boldness. What do you mean by that?
The church just needs to be more bold and just take more risks. Like, I'm talking in the context of art. I think a lot of Christian filmmakers are safe with right reason, because we want to do everything holy and unto the Lord. We don't want to go outside of his word. We don't want to put our own wisdom into it. But there's also a sense of being too safe and just shooting a sermon and then calling it a film instead of like really creating a story, really putting time, effort, dedication into
reality, I would say.
Yeah, like I think a lot of Christian films are very like shallow and on the surface, and they don't go deep. Like a great example of a Christian, like I would say a faith-based film is Hacksaw Ridge by Mel Gibson. It's a war movie. It's a war movie about Desmond Doss, who went to war and didn't hold a gun because he felt like he wasn't called to kill. He was called to save lives.
Oh yeah, I saw that movie, yeah.
It's a hard movie, and it has clear Christian biblical values, and there's fruit in the movie. There's good things that happen from his obedience in the movie, but in real dark situations. Those are the type of movies I'm trying to bring to the table.
Yeah, I agree. But you have you watched the new Jesus movie as well? How do you call it? The new
The
one that he actually
Chosen.
just chosen, yeah. So what do you think? Have you watched
I
it?
think it's a great show. I
I
think
like
God's
it. I
def
think, yeah.
yeah, I think God's definitely in it. I know God. I know God's in it. They're doing what they need, that what needs to be done. And the one thing that they're doing is they're reaching lost souls. People who don't know Jesus are watching this and wanting to know Jesus. So I think if that's happening, that's really all that matters.
Yeah, I think that's a very good movie because I think the good thing about this movie, they focus on Jesus, but they also focus on people around him as well. So as you are watching, you're gonna know exactly what was around, and they make really Jesus look like a normal human being as well. That's a
And
good thing
that's
about
what
it.
he was. He was
That's what he
God,
was,
yet he
yeah.
was human. And so we got to remember, like,
I think.
our God came in the form of human flesh and really lived a human life. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
I think yeah, that's the thing. But when I watch your video, it looks sometimes you have a lot of scary things in your videos. I don't know. Is it like,
Gotta give
yeah,
me an example.
okay, come on. Like when I go to your IG, right? I mean, I love
Present
you. I think.
can you present the screen? Can you present it on the screen?
Oh, now I can't actually do it now. But
Yeah,
when
go
I
on
do the
IG.
editing, I'm gonna hide it. I don't think I have my. Let me just check. Because one of your videos is, it's just like, sorry, I don't have it here because I'm not using my phone. But just to say, right, I'm gonna post it after. It's like they're great, you know, like your work is great. But people are watching right now when I do the edit, I'm gonna put it here. They are great. You're a Christian, you're a happy person, everything. But when I see your post, when I see your expression, I see a lot of pain. A lot of sadness. Is it something that do you do that on purpose? Is it something that you want to reflect? That's my problem.
That's a good
You see?
question. That's a
Yeah,
very
because
good
I
question.
don't know. I don't know if I'm. I don't know if I'm the first person actually to ask you that, because when I see you now, you're like a normal person. You're a happy person. You tell me about your faith and everything. You smile as well. And but the thing is, when I see your IG, everything is kind of dark, and it's like not in a bad way, okay? I'm not saying that in a bad way. I'm
You're the first person to bring this up.
I mean, I know how to read people, right? I like the fact you are deep. I can't find myself actually when I see you. I can't really see that you are a very deep person. That's the good thing about you. But maybe because you as a person, you love digging things. You love bringing your heart, everything out. And I think you're kind of like you're trying to make visual whatever you feel, your feelings and everything. Are you talking more about your past pain? Or why is it all of this? Just tell me if I'm wrong. Is not why you reflect sometime?
Well, so yeah, art is also a form of self-expression for me.
Yes.
So, and that's also an aspect of reality that I'm trying to bring to
Yeah.
the Christian space and film for this world. That's why I said like a lot of Christian content is shallow, because it doesn't show the reality of what faith is. My life is not going to be happy 24/7 until God takes me to glory. Like, I'm gonna have moments where I feel like I want to die. Did Jonah told God, yo, kill me, like I don't want to be here, you know? Like, that's in the Bible. David, like, there's so many characters in the Bible that were suicidal, that were depressed, that were going through it. And so that's something I want to bring rawness and authenticity and honesty to my art as a Christian, and show people that, look, God is faithful, God is good, but I'm still human and I still go through it. And I'm not going to glorify it, but I'm not going to also hide it. And so I don't plan really how my IG looks. I think it just naturally comes out. And I think it's also a part of like my visual identity as a creator. I've always been drawn to films and stories about suffering. And if you want to, if you're the Christian theme is suffering, right? So I think there's always, I think God's always embedded that in me, where it's like suffering is a core principle of the Christian walk, of the Christian faith. And suffering, no one wants to suffer. Like, what? I'm not going, no.
I think the good thing about it is I think you need to, as much as your heart is amazing, your art is like, I like what you do. The video, I'm not even surprised. Well, you know, when I was watching one of your story, I think you was recording. I didn't know you was that deep when it come to recording, and you do some quality stuff, right? Everything is great. I think the more you express yourself, people can see you as well like that. They're gonna know, like, behind the scene, there is like a normal person who is just like, you know what I mean? I think people are gonna be happy, like, to see you now talking to me that way. And I understand, because the world is not pretty. In church, we always make things looks like it's beautiful. That's the reason why a lot of people come to church. They feel depressed because they feel like, I'm coming to church, but church doesn't relate with my pain, with my everyday life. I think as a young Christian, when people see your IG, the two things that you say, they can actually connect to that pain. But the most important is actually the end of it. At the end, they have to be glory, they have to be happiness. But it's just part of the journey, you know what I mean? That's why even Jesus, you know, you have to go to the desert, you have to go through pain and everything. But the end is always joyful, otherwise there's no point for us to go there. So I do understand it. If your call is to kind of like express yourself in terms of the pain and everything, that's actually what you represent, actually. Yeah, it's not a bad thing what I say, don't take it wrong or anything, but I just feel like it's just like I feel a lot of sad. I mean, it's not bad, I just feel like a lot of sadness. Like, you know, yeah, I was a man, I hope he's right. Like, I feel you are, I mean, you are see, you, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. Whatever you're doing is great, you are touching people, but sometimes I just wonder, is it. Like, it's deep, but I hope it's fine. That's the thing.
No, God is on my side. I'm fine.
Yes, that's what we
And
want, man. I'm
but
glad that you're fine.
I'm not gonna lie and be like we don't go through it. But
Yeah.
as an artist, you know, this is something that always happens. People think you are who you are because of what you express. My art is like a 5% slice of the other 95% of me. So you're only seeing like what I want you to see and what I'm expressing it in that moment. And for me, I guess I make, like I said, I've always been drawn to stories about suffering. So a lot of the films I wrote that I'm still writing has to do with suffering and sadness and rawness and reality and questioning and holding on to faith and fighting for faith and trusting that God is good even in the midst of these dark circumstances. Like, read the book of Job. Is that a happy story? Not
No.
until the last chapter. You got,
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah,
how many
yeah.
chapters in Job, but it's
No,
you got
I
chapter
do
after chapter
agree.
of just death
Yeah,
and darkness and
I think
depression.
I do agree with you. Coming from somebody who's actually an artist, right? It makes sense because, you know, you are now. Next time I'm gonna make sure I'm gonna pull your videos, everything. I mean, coming from somebody like you, you're actually an artist, it makes sense for you because you are creative. You only can bring things that you actually create, you bring it out there. I think a lot of people can actually connect to it. Being an artist, you don't have to say things related to yourself. You can actually do things that are gonna connect other people as well. As you say, saying Christian, when or people are not Christian, when they're gonna do your video, they're gonna be attracted by that as well, because it's not typical Christian type of stuff. Like, you know, people always expect Christian stuff. Many people say it's boring, actually, right? So when people come across your content, it's different. It's more appealing. It's more deep. And especially right now, where everybody's kind of living into the depression, people always trying to find something where somebody can understand the pain as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people run towards artists because they can relate to their pain. But the problem with a lot of artists, if they don't know and are following God, all they're doing is just trauma bonding. It's like, I make depressed music. I'm depressed. Cool. Let's be depressed together. It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go anywhere. And so I'm trying to bring something different to the table. I'm not depressed. I'm not saying I'm depressed. I'm just saying the art that I make, it's not even planned. I really want to be led by the Lord. led by the spirit in everything that I create. And the things that I create are just very raw, authentic stories like that. And I think, I believe it's for a reason. I believe that God is going to do mighty things with that, and that he will bring and draw a lot of people to him through that. I'm just trusting, but yeah.
I think the good thing about the difference between you and other artists is you are, I mean, you do your art, right? You create everything that you create, but you are actually that person as well at the same time. I think because you kind of like put yourself into that, like you just reflect it by being you as well. That's the reason why sometimes it can create a confusion as well, because you have your art, but you as an artist, you kind of like put yourself into that and change yourself as well. This is what I can see.
Yeah, and I've actually, in terms of like the sadness and looking at it as sad, I've learned to not post so much of myself on the internet as an artist. I think I made a mistake of doing that. The first 1.5 to 2 years I was saved. I think putting too much of myself out there can actually be more detrimental than helpful in certain areas, especially as an artist. I'm not just here to just make art. I'm here to glorify God and to be used to save souls. That's what I'm here for. And the best way I can do that is in person, honestly. But online, I think it requires a lot of wisdom. I just don't want to put myself out there so much where people are missing the mission and the calling. I hope that makes sense. I'm still trying to analyze.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but the thing is, at the same time, is very refreshing to have somebody like you, young, you know, black, and like, it's really refreshing because not a lot of people, a lot of young people are lost today. So when they see somebody like you, you are smart, you do your art, you went through a lot of things in the past, sin, you've been saved, and today you are helping other people. I think as much as it can be bad for you to be out there, it can be inspiring as well. It can give a lot of courage to certain people to kind of like, you know, relate to this and then be saved as well, because this is part of being saved. It's about, you know, spreading your message and just going across. I know you do, using your heart. So I think everything that you have, your life, everything is just to serve God. I think no matter what you do, that's a good thing. That's how I see it personally. Yeah.
Nah, you hit it right on the nail. That's yeah, everything.
I think it's amazing. Like now we're having a conversation. I see a lot of people going to be touched as well. And before we wrap it up, I'm not going to keep you for long. What do you think about young people today with depression? Because I know a lot of people have anxiety. And what is your thought about it? So like, what advice can you give them? Do you think society is pushing that, is making things worse? Because since we start talking about mental health, I realized instead of people, because the goal was for people to know about mental health, to learn about it. But I feel like since we bring the conversation, more people are depressed and more same people even choose, become depressed by choice.
And yeah, it's really weird.
Instead of trying to heal, they're just trying to identify themselves as, I'm a depressed person and this is why I am. I don't know what
you mean. Yeah, I could definitely see that. Depression is definitely a chosen identity for a lot of people. I want to be very careful when I say these things, because you asked, like, what can people do to not be depressed?
Well, not really, like, to not be depressed, but you can say that. Or what can people do
I don't know what they can do unless find God, you know? Because, like, if I tell you anything, it's just going to be off your own strength and you're just going to go back, and then nothing's helping you if you're trying to help yourself. You can't, if you're depressed, how are you going to, like, I always think of it like you're depressed and then you're looking up things on how to not be depressed, and then you're applying your own knowledge and own wisdom and own strength to pull yourself out of depression. It just sounds stupid. Like, you're depressed and you're trying to help yourself not be depressed. Like, it's just common sense. Like, you can't help yourself. So obviously the answer is Christ. Jesus is love. Jesus is peace. And he offers peace to the brokenhearted and love to the ones who don't know love. So I can't really give advice other than tell you guys, tell those depressed people about how good God is, and that if you have like a preconceived notion or idea or ideology of what you think and who you think God is, just humble yourself and drop it and just truly just look for God with an open heart and just like read about him in the Bible. Like search about him online, be like, who is Jesus? And like, though that's the advice I can give you, because I only know one remedy for your broken heart and your depressed heart, and that is Christ.
I
He
mean,
saved mine, he healed mine.
I think you might think that your answer doesn't make sense, but it actually does, because we are trying to find a solution, but we're trying to avoid God. That's the problem that we have in today's society. The more we're trying to avoid God, the more we actually lost. Because I was always say to people, like, the way we feed ourselves with food and everything, we need to feed our soul as well. And the only way you can feed your soul, you have to connect with God, because that's the only way. But people trying to avoid God, when you avoid God, you feel empty. What are you gonna do? You're gonna use alcohol, you're gonna use drug. When those things doesn't
Or
change, just
sex,
end
or
up
whatever it might be.
sex, or yeah, a lot of addiction, and just to trying to like escape. And when everything doesn't work anymore, you just end up like killing yourself and taking things, just taking your own life away. And this is what we actually see today. I think God, as you say, it bring you peace, happiness, and that's what you want.
Yeah, and I believe, because I know your podcast is called To Better Yourself, and now that I'm learning more about you, I'm like, okay, this is dope. And I believe to get a better understanding of self, there needs to first be an understanding of God. If we circumvent and go around the process of trying to understand God, and you're trying to just understand self by going towards yourself first, you're only deceiving yourself. By knowing God and knowing how God sees us, it enlightens us with a true knowledge of how depraved, lost, and depressed we actually are. By knowing God, we gain the knowledge of sin, and by gaining the knowledge of sin, we see the reality that we cannot better ourselves with the means of ourselves. Humility, like I said, humility is seeing that we cannot better ourselves on our own, but that we indeed need a savior. If you're depressed, you're looking for things to save you. Just be real. You're looking for alcohol or sex or people or drugs or whatever it might be to save you. But there's a savior. His name is Jesus, and he saves spiritually, mentally, physically, psychologically. This is why the gospel is the most important message to ever exist. It's good news for your soul. It's good news to save you from yourself, to save you from God.
You know, it's funny because what you're just telling me now is funny. I was thinking about it today because I have one of my friend who told me the other day, you know what, I love your podcast, I love the name of your podcast, the message that you bring around. Because my goal is always like, you know, to make people become better in all area like of your life. Even when God want us to be good, God want us to be successful, God want us to have money, God want us to have a great job, good health, everything. Because he's the one that provide everything. Anything that we want that is good for us, God gonna provide it for us. So my friend told me that I think you need to create like a merch, a brand for your, you know, for your podcast, you know, Better Yourself. You need to create like a, I don't know, hoodie or something. And then today I was thinking about something. I was like, yeah, why not? I think I can do that. But the first thing that came on my mind was more like, I can say Better Yourself, and then underneath I'm gonna say with God.
Yeah,
And this actually
that's dope.
it, yeah, I say like, okay, I'm gonna put Better Yourself, and then the end up I'm just gonna put small like with God, and the thing is exactly what you're saying, because you reflect it, you actually take away the self, because self is more like, as you say, we call ourselves king. I'm able to change myself, I'm able to do that, but whatever I want to do, whatever I want to become, I have to do that with God. And when I do it with God, I'm gonna have everything that I want. So this is just to show, like, whatever you say now, this is, you just make sure, like, you actually, you help me. I mean, you are creative, so I was gonna take that advice as well. I think it's some a path that I wanna take. Gonna make more
I'm
sense.
not definitely better
Yeah,
yourself with
because
God. I would need one.
yeah, because I don't really, my goal is not to make people become their own king or to become their own God. But no, I think like everything have to come through God. I think if that statement is that way, it's gonna be more powerful, because we don't have to be ashamed to be Christian and to love God as well. So, is anything else you want to say before we wrap it up? Anything you want to say to people? Something that you feel like it was important, but we haven't really talked about? I'm sure I'm going to have you next time. We're going to go live so other people can ask you questions as well. Anything
Yeah,
that
that'd
you're
be dope.
working on, that's your time, man.
Man, well, I just dropped a mini short film called Fearless, on my IG, on my YouTube, and on my TikTok. Go watch that. That's definitely in the lane of what I was talking about earlier of bringing gritty, raw, faith-based content to the table that isn't corny. Other than that, just working on short films, faithfully trying to serve the Lord in my own life. But I thank you, Pon Christ, for bringing me on here. If I could just leave with just one thing, just to have you guys know that Jesus is indeed alive, Jesus is indeed Lord, that every knee will bow, and my heart's desire as a follower of Jesus is to have you guys know how good he is and how good he is to actually come down in human flesh, go on a cross and humble himself, die, resurrect himself from the grave, and then offer that promise to you when you don't even deserve it. I don't deserve it at all. It just, nothing comes close to that. And I really encourage you guys to seek after that because there's nothing in this world that can offer the satisfaction that Jesus offers.
Thank you, man. Thank you. That's true. When you know God, you actually know the truth, and you know peace, and you know happiness as well. It's always my pleasure to have you today. For people actually just listen to us today, I'm gonna post everything about Joshua. Sorry, I didn't ask the origin of your name. I think I already checked you online. I think it's something to do with God as well. It's the name that you actually change, right? You choose that. Am I right?
So no, so my name is actually Joshua.
Oh, that's perfect. You
Yeah,
know what?
my
I
name's like
thought
Joshua.
like. Because I know Joshua, you know, God. I thought it was because you told me you're part of the Christian. It makes more sense now. But now you're happy about this name, right?
I got rid of psychology and I just like brought
The
my
real name.
actual God-given name to the table. But I spelt it Joshua specifically like that because Jah means God and then Shua means saves in that specific writing. So people are letting you know like my username is I am God who saves. Not me, but I'm pointing people to God. Like he
You want
calls
to be
himself I
Kanye
am.
West,
Yeah,
yeah.
la. He is the God who saves.
What is your opinion on Kanye West, by the
Man, that's a whole other
way?
podcast.
Okay, we're gonna cut it. Okay, you know what? I think we'd have a podcast about it. I think this is yeah, I think you have a lot of things to say about it. I feel like you have a transition where you say, yes, Kanye, oh my God, why? And
There's a lot to say about that man, but
okay, that's cool. We're gonna have more episode about it, I promise. We're gonna come back to that. Thank you again for having you today. I appreciate it. I'm gonna put all the link on the description. This video, I'm gonna post, make sure I'm gonna post your link on Instagram as well. And if anybody wanna get in touch with you, feel free, don't be shy. He's a nice guy. You can see he's smiling as well. So, right?
yeah, I'm not depressed. I'm not depressed.
you're not depressed. That's great, man. Thank you again for having you today, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Father Christ. Thank you. An
Thank
hour.
you.